that's the crossroads that everybody's at. And they're really opposite to each other. You either end up with a life that, you know, conforms more to your expectations, but your attention has been on your expectations, so you haven't really lived it very much, or you end up with a life that's fully, that you're fully into, you're deeply involved in. And in order to stay deeply involved, you've kind of taken your own desires, needs, wants, expectations, given them a secondary position. I have a lot of families that, I have a lot of families that will, parents that will talk about their children, and they'll talk about, oh, I expected them to do better in school, and I want them to do this, and I want them to do that, and I'm disappointed in this, and I'm disappointed in that. And I'll say to them, which would you rather do? Would you rather enjoy your children and feel really grateful for what they've done and feel honestly affirming of them as people? Or would you like them to meet your expectations and through the whole process of parenting have nothing but tension and, you know, disappointment and fear and all that? And they would say, well, I'd like to have both. Now, I'll say to them, well, you can have both, but you can't have both the way you're doing it. You can't start at the expectation investment side and end up over there. But you can start over there and move over towards your expectations. In other words, human beings can have expectations as pipe dreams, as visions, as possibilities, and move in that direction. But the important thing is for them to keep those expectations from becoming investments that will make them unhappy with what is, unhappy with the moment, unhappy with their children. In other words, you want to care more about the quality of relationship with your child than you do about the specific ways that they present. I know I have people who lose the good feeling for their child just because the child makes their hair longer or wears shabby-looking jeans. There's nothing wrong with saying, yeah, I really think, son, that you should, you know, I'd like your hair shorter or whatever, or I'd like you to wear these clothes, as long as you don't let that get in the way of your involvement with your kid, being able to take in your child, appreciate them in the moment while they're growing up. I wish I had a dollar for every parent who said, I can't imagine what I was doing, focusing on all the outcomes and expectations and missing my whole kid's childhood. Now, the same thing can be said for your mate. You could either have a caring, loving connection, great, involved, deep connection with your mate, or you can be distracted in your marriage and be thinking about what's not right and how it should be and what outcome I want and what expectation I want and whether the person is meeting it. It's like two different activities. One activity is examining your thought system and its relationship to the so-called reality. And the other activity is putting your whole heart and soul into being close, enjoying your mate and being appreciating your mate and getting much as much out as you can with the contact with your mate. So in summary, you've got investment and involvement. And what you want to do is have your investment in outcomes, investment in your own expectations very low, and you want your involvement to be very, very high.